morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
The latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report published by the USDA last Wednesday predicts the second largest corn crop for the United States this year and a record soybean crop. Oklahoma State University grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson broke down the numbers in this report during his appearance over the weekend on SUNUP with host Dave Deacon.
If you look at corn, slightly lower planted and harvested acres, but the big number was 181.3 bushels per acre production. You know, they raised that about four bushels per acre. That's a record. However, with lower planted and harvested acres, they're about 14.8 billion bushels production. That's the second highest in record. They raised the ending stocks slightly from last month to 1.8 billion bushels, but it's still well below last year's 2 billion. Not much changes in the world numbers. If you look at soybeans, a record 52 bushels per acre, a production at 4.7 billion bushels. That's up from 4.4 last year. Third year in a row we've had record bean production. Ending stocks, 845 million bushels, up from 395 last year, over 100% increase in U.S. Soybean ending stocks. Slightly higher production in the world, no change in consumption, so world ending stocks are projected to increase from 3.5 billion bushels to 4 this year, most of that being in the U.S. If you look at cotton, minor changes in yield, slightly lower production in world, slightly lower production at 1.6%. Slightly lower, not much happening in cotton.
Contrary to Anderson's expectations, he says the market actually reacted more positively to this report than he initially would have thought.
I was optimistic for corn prices to move on higher. I'm still optimistic that corn prices could move higher as we go out into the marketing year. Soybean prices, I was very pessimistic last week. I'm feeling a little more optimistic, which means I'm only slightly pessimistic with bean prices. And cotton prices, you know, when they were up around 90 cents, I felt they needed to come down. I think they're getting down now to an area where they could stabilize, and we may see them stay about where they are.
In addition, Anderson reported that the supply and demand estimates for wheat this month remained unchanged from August.
Our wheat prices were hammered lower after that, and I think it's because we had slight increases in Russian and Kazakhstan production. We had lower production in Canada, lower production in Australia, about 3 billion million metric ton there, but we had 3 million metric ton increase in Russia and Kazakhstan. The wheat price expectations were still well above the market. Export sales are 40% below last year, and the USDA's prediction, a 1% decline in exports from last year. That just doesn't add up, and it sure doesn't add up to higher prices.
You got farm news on Ron.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another 2 in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.